Maybe you're there right now, between a rock and a hard place. I mean, you feel the pressure and you feel the squeeze. You wonder, what are you going to do? It could be you're trying to pay a bill and you don't have the money, or whatever the case, there's a mountain standing before you. My friend David knows what that is, along with others in the Bible. But what did they do? They looked to the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In Psalm 28, we find that David is between a rock and a hard place. And he says this in verse 1, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle." Have you ever been there before? Between a rock and a hard place, a difficult situation, a trial in your life. We find throughout the Bible that there were many that were in that exact predicament. We see that Moses and Israel standing at the Red Sea with a mountain on their right and their left, Pharaoh coming behind them to destroy them. But then all of a sudden, God shows up, parts the Red Sea, and every one of them walk across on dry ground. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow to the golden image, and they found themselves thrown into the fiery furnace. But guess what? They're not alone. God showed up and delivered them. I think of Daniel. God showed up for him when he was thrown into the lion's den. It was a tight spot, but this is what God specializes in. For Jonah, it was in the middle of a whale's belly, but God showed up. For the Apostle Paul, all had forsaken him. It was a tough spot, but God stood with him and strengthened him. In other words, God showed up. I think about Jehoshaphat. He was another one. He was in trouble. The enemies had joined their forces together to come against the king. He was between a rock and a hard place. It looks like it's over. What is he going to do now? Where is he going to go? Well, my friend, there's only one place to go, and that is to the Lord. And the next thing you know, God shows up and defeats the enemy. Can I just say this? That God specializes in hard places, and maybe you're there right now and you're wondering, what are you going to do? You're trying to figure it out. But my friend, this is an opportunity for God to step in. God specializes in hard places. I don't know if you ever heard of the missionary of H.B. Garlock, Henry Garlock, who went to Africa in 1927. But when H.B. Garlock was 21 years old, he was stricken with influenza. In 1918, a flu epidemic was sweeping the nation, and they said more boys died from the flu epidemic than those who died in World War I. But H.B. Garlock grew worse and worse, and it looked like it would be another victim to this dreadful sickness. All his parents could do is pray. One morning, they walked in his room, and H.B. Garlock laid there hemorrhaging from his lungs. Unless God does something, he was going to die. His parents didn't know what to do. Should they call the doctor? And if they did call the doctor, could the doctor do anything? His dad took his Bible looking for an answer, and his Bible fell open to 2 Chronicles 16 and 12. It was concerning King Asa and his sickness, and the Bible said, "In his disease, he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians, and Asa slept with his fathers." The parents knew exactly what that meant. They would have to trust God. His dad said this, "About sunset, I went into the bedroom where Henry lay and saw that he did not breathe. I was filled with fear, but God gave me power to rebuke death in Jesus' name. At first, there were no apparent results. He still did not breathe. I spoke again with no visible results. The third time, as I rebuked death, he opened his eyes and saw us standing at the foot of his bed. God had healed him." God specializes in hard places. My friend, got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? Trust the Lord and he will help you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.